نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Most respected listeners, in today's times, one very effective tool in warding off difficulties, all types of calamities, all types of musibat, parishan, is sadaqah, spending for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sadaqah can be given to non-Muslim, to Muslim, those who are deserving. And this sadaqah, in mentioned the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it actually extinguishes the fire and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it also save you from an evil death. Sadaqah will save you from an evil death. And there are numerous benefits of sadaqah. Sadaqah, in fact, increases your wealth. Sadaqah will be a means of saving you from calamities and difficulties. Sometimes a person has a narrow escape, but he doesn't realize, maybe he gave that sadaqah and that sadaqah came to the fore. It's mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بَادِرُوا بِالصَّدَقَةِ, that hasten, be quick in giving sadaqah. فَإِنَّ الْبَلَىٰ لَا يَتَخَطَّعَهَا. O kama qal, be quick in giving sadaqah because a calamity cannot overtake sadaqah. So sadaqah is something which is very, very needed in these times. Person, whatever he's got, whatever little amount he's got, whether he extends it to many people, gives 1 rand, 2 rand, whatever it may be, on a daily basis. And very important that we give sadaqah to those of our employees, our maids, those staff, we can give them sadaqah as well. So there are great, great benefits of sadaqah and great, great rewards of it. And a person shouldn't feel that I'm giving sadaqah, my wealth will decrease. No. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that ma naqasa malu min sadaqatin, that the wealth given as sadaqah will never decrease. It will increase all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَوَ يُخْلِفُ, whatever you spend, Allah ta'ala will replace it. Subhanallah. This is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, every morning there are two malaika that come down. And one malaika makes dua that, oh Allah, اللَّهُمَا أَعْطِي مُنْفِقًا خَلْفًا, oh Allah, grant the one who spends a recompense. In other words, grant the one who spends a return. And the second angel, what does he say? Allahumma a'ti mumsikan talafan. O Allah, destroy the wealth of the one who holds it, the one who hoards it. And he mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the best sadaqah is given when you are sahih, when you got good health. And you got that lalach, you got that greed to increase your wealth. At the same time, you fear poverty. That is the best sadaqah. It should not happen now, while it's in the throes of death. Now you say, the sadaqah should be given in this cause, this masjid, this madrasa, this charitable fund, etc. So it is very, very imperative that in today's time, we take out sadaqah. Sadaqah also is a means of treating one calamity, diseases. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَدَاهُ مَرْضَاكُمْ بِصَدَقَةِ, that treat those who are sick through sadaqah. Sadaqah is a means of averting calamities. It is mentioned, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal has mentioned in Kitab al-Zuhd, that in the time of Hazrat Salih alayhi salam, there was one person who was very, very evil. He used to cause a lot of inconvenience and takleef to the people. So the people came to Hazrat Salih alayhi salam and they said, Ya, O Nabi Salih alayhi salam, that this person has exceeded the limits and he has caused a lot of takleef, a lot of inconvenience. So make bad dua against him. Make dua, Allah Ta'ala removes him. Allah Ta'ala destroys him. When Salih alayhi salam heard them, Then after a few moments, he said, the go away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice for you against him. Allah ta'ala will suffice for you all against this person. Nevertheless, this person, as was his normal habit, he went to cut wood in the forest, and he had 2 loaves of bread. So he kept 1 loaf for himself, and he gave the other loaf in sadaqah. So this person returned from the forest as normal. So the people thought to themselves, Salih alayhi salam said that Allah Ta'ala will be sufficient for this, Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for us against this person. In other words, Allah Ta'ala will get rid of this person. Allah Ta'ala will see to that this person no more gives us takrif. He will pass away. He will die. So Salih alayhi salam himself was surprised. They came and they informed him. They say, oh Salih alayhi salam, what is this? This person is returned as normal. Salih alayhi salam was surprised. So he summoned this woodcutter. And he asked this woodcutter, tell me, what action did you do today? So the woodcutter told him that I had 2 loaves of bread. 1 loaf I kept for myself, 1 loaf I gave as sadaqah. So Salih alayhi salam saw he had a bundle of wood with him. Salih alayhi salam asked him that untie this bundle. When he started untying the bundle, there was a live snake in that bundle. So Salih alayhi salam addressed this woodcutter and said, because of your sadaqah, Allah Ta'ala save you from the harm of the snake. Subhanallah. So we don't realize that sadaqah will avert calamities, avert all types of bala, musibat, especially in today's time, the afat, the musibat, this waba that is upon us, give sadaqah inshallah. Ulama explained, give sadaqah. And this will this will cool the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it will also save you from evil death. The hadith mentioned that treat the sick also with sadaqah. This mentioned about a woman, a very pious woman from Saudi Arabia in Riyadh. She was suffering from blood, from a cancer of the blood. She came very, very weak. So because of this, she was forced and compelled to now to employ a female servant. And this female servant was from Indonesia. So she started working. So after a few days, when she started working, the woman of the house, with this pious woman, noticed that she should take extra time in the loo, more than usual. And this happened not once, twice, but couple of times. In the washroom, she should take a lot of time. So she approached her and asked, why is it that you take so much of time in the washroom? So she started crying. And she said that I had just given birth 20 days ago. And because of the excruciating pain, I have to take out the natural, pure feed from myself to relieve myself from that pain. And then she explained that our family back home are in dire straits, in dire need. So this woman was very, very shocked and she was taken aback. And at that moment she made the instant decision. And Allahu Akbar, she said, look over here, I will give you, organize a re-entry visa, I will organize a return ticket for you, and I will also pay all what is due to you for this 2 years. She had a contract for 2 years. So whatever money was due to her for 2 years, she just started work. This woman gave her upfront 2 years of salary and said, go back. And she even gave her some telephone numbers, telling her that if you have any problem, then if I'm not around, Allah wills that I pass away, then the other people may will come to assist you. So this woman, before she left, she gave her du'as, not from her mouth, but from the recesses of the heart. So nevertheless, she went away, this Indonesian maid. And few days after that, she had to go for a normal checkup. And when she went for the checkup, they found that the cancerous germs in her blood, there was nothing to be found. So the doctor maybe thought, no, maybe there is. So we do an MRI scan. So they use an MRI scan to detect whether there is still cancerous germs in her blood. And again, they found it was 0%. So the doctor was surprised. He said, what did you do? What ilaj did you take? And then she said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, treat your sick through sadaqah. And all this what I've done, I've given sadaqah to this woman. Allah ta'ala is the one who cured me. Subhanallah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of taking sadaqah out, even if it's a little, every day inshallah. This brings us to the aspect. Now we are approaching the month of winter. And many a times, respected listeners, we buy clothes. We put it into the closet. We put it into a wardrobe. And somehow the other clothes get mixed up, or it's put in one size. And there may be a range of unused warm clothing. So, now is the time that we make amal, where we take out our extra clothes. We're in a lockdown situation. So, this is the ideal time to go to our cupboards, our closets, our wardrobes, and go through it. And whatever extra we got, whatever used clothes we got, obviously it has to be in a good condition. We can't just take out our scraps of clothing which are torn and tattered, or our shoes are torn and tattered. But clothes which are in a good condition, clothes that we are not using. And every member of the family should do so, inshallah. The husband, the wife, the adult, children, inshallah. And then the children, the mother should supervise, inshallah. Like this, 100% you'll be surprised how much of extra clothes will be taken out. So this is the time now we need to go into the cupboards. It is mentioned in the narration of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that he who clothes any destitute Muslim remains in the security of Allah Ta'ala as long as a single piece remains on his body. Subhanallah. So what an ideal opportunity that now we go and we do a spring cleaning of our cupboards, inshaAllah, and we take out our clothes that we are not using, the extra clothes, and very, very important that we mark it. We separate it, put the men's clothes in a certain box or in a strong packet, the ladies' clothes, the girls' clothes, boys' clothes, children's clothes. So it will make it easy for people who are collecting it to redistribute it, inshallah. And the great, great sawab, the person who gives clothes to a person who needs it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the apparel and garments of Jannat, inshallah. So with the arrival of winter, many of us may have purchased new garments to combat the weather while they remain out there. Many others who cannot afford to do so. Those less fortunate, those who are very, very poor, amongst them are innocent children, weak senior citizens, and their plight is worsened by the power shortages in certain areas. This affords us an ideal opportunity of practicing upon the noble sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Furthermore, as Muslims, we are a minority, and this affords us the opportunity to extend the warmth of Islam. We all talk about winter warm drive. Consider this a warmth of Islam drive. And this will be a warmth of Islam drive to the indigenous population of our country. So imagine the reward one would acquire if through the simple deed somebody embraces Islam. If this is the reward for donating old clothes, what will be in store for the one who donates new clothing? Would this motive be, inshallah, the winter warm? One may consider donating blankets, heaters, soup kitchens, etc. And that the potential for growth is unimaginable. This mentioned one waqia, mentioned on one occasion, Safwan ibn Sulaym, on a very cold night, he had come out of the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinah Munawwara. So this person, Safwan bin Sulaym, on a very cold night, he came out of the masjid of Madinah Munawwara, and then he noticed the destitute was suffering in the cold, was shivering, suffering. So the Shaykh rahmatullahi took pity upon this person, and then he gave him some of his personal clothing. Gave him some of his personal clothing. After he had done this, it is mentioned, a pious person in Syria was shown in a dream that Safwan rahmatullahi had been blessed with Jannah because of this. This one act of showing sympathy to this person was suffering in the cold. So respected listeners, Allah Ta'ala has given us so many favors, so many bounties, and so much of clothes Allah has given us. Wallah, if a person goes into that wardrobe of his or hers and do some spring cleaning, so much of clothes will come out from those closets, inshallah, and this will benefit the poor, especially the indigenous, the underprivileged, the less fortunate people in our area. The months of winter are coming, the ideal opportunity in the month of Ramadan, we take it out now, inshallah. So in the month of Ramadan, we give it out, and this will entail gaining more reward from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah give us all the tawfiq, inshallah, to do this. And as I mentioned, daily, on a daily basis, give out sadaqah, inshallah. Whatever it is, 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand, and look after those around us, our maids, those who are working for us from the indigenous population. This will bring a smile on their faces, inshallah. And inshallah, this will be a means of da'wah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.